Orito Tapuke is kindly with us for a kōrero as entries have opened for next year's Ahu Whenua Trophy Dairy Competition, which includes the Ahu Whenua Young Māori Farmer Award, which celebrates excellence, innovation and leadership across Māori agribusiness. Orito is a senior public servant and agricultural leader, formerly was the chair of Te Matapihi, the national peak body for Māori housing, and he's been an agribusiness judge evaluating farming and horticulture and supporting standards in Māori land development and tikanga. It's a pleasure to have a kōrero with you today, Rito. Tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnei, mihi ana kia koe.
Ai, mihi ana kia koe, hoki Dale, tēnā koe. Tēnā koutou e whakarongo mai nā, tēnā tātou kato.
Tēnā koe, Rito. I like the agribusiness scene. I think it's got a lot of power for upliftment. You know, we're very respectful of our roles on the land as a people, as we should be, but also we're making some tremendous gains in the fields of horticulture and pastoral work. So the Ahu Whenua Trophy looms large as an exemplar of the very best of our practices in agribusiness. The trophy's been recognising Māori farming for, what, it's nearly a century, isn't it, mate? And what does the competition continue to offer Māori farmers and agribusiness as we move into a new year, particularly looking at the entries that have been opened up for next year's awards? How important is the Ahu Whenua Trophy, do you think, Rito?
Well, I think, first of all, I want to acknowledge its history and legacy. So the trophy was started, or the competition was started in 1933 by Apiranga Ngata and Lord Bledisloe, who was the Governor General at that time. And so over the years, I think it's coming up to its 93rd birthday. It's been a platform whereby Māori agribusiness entities can showcase excellence on their farms. So I think that's the first point. It's about showcasing how great we are, I think, in terms of on our whenua, whether it be in dairy, sheep and beef, or horticulture. The second thing that I think is really important about the trophy is that it's also an opportunity for those farms, those orchards, those trusts, those communities to learn. So how well am I going? How in comparison to other farms? And maybe the farm that's just down the road or the farm that's across the other side of the island. So it's a national wānanga of learning in terms of agribusiness and how well we are doing on the land. And I might also say that Māori, in terms of fisheries, also are doing quite well because of the rise in prices for protein across markets in the world. But the last thing I think I would say why the trophy is really important is because what I observe at the dinner that usually happens around May or June, it's like an awesome celebration of Māoridom and its excellence, is I see the whānau showing how proud they are of their farms, of their orchards, when they enter into this competition and do well. So it's also something that the whānau and the communities are very proud of.
Tēnā koe, those of you listening, be aware that it alternates each year between dairy and sheep and beef. But one of the more recent additions was for the Young Māori Farmer Award. Now, this sits as a great source of pride for those who are acknowledged as young up-and-comers in our agribusiness scene. Bear in mind, too, that our dairy farming assets are now valued at more than $11 billion. What does that growth say about the strength and contribution of the Māori agribusiness, Rito, to the wider New Zealand economy?
Yeah, that's right, Dale. That's a very strong contributor to the wider Aotearoa New Zealand economy. And I think that it's probably... It's doing very well at the moment because the prices in general are very good, so for Māori agribusiness products and things like that. So it's a very strong contributor to our economy and also to what we would say our Māori economy as well, because a lot of the farms are also the centre of their communities, and so they are providing not only they're providing products, say like milk to the milk factories, or kiwi fruit to the packing companies, but they're also providing scholarships for their younger members of their trust. So there's also the downstream benefits that flow from the farms, the orchards, that is also very important as well.
Tēnā koe. The Young Māori Farmer Awards, often described as a pathway rito for future leaders. What qualities are you hoping to see from the next generation of Māori farmers, young farmers, entering the competition?
Well, I think first of all, that they show passion. I think passion for what they're doing on farm. I think it's really important that you love what you're doing. And not only that, so you've got the right attitude. I think secondly, you want to learn. I think that's really important. Learning never stops, and neither does it on farm. Learning on farm, what's happening on your farm, it might even be what's happening in different levels of your organisation, what's happening in the boardroom, what's happening at the AGM and in the community, so you can keep up to date with the people that you serve. So I think it's a combination of those two things. But I suppose, as you alluded to, Dale, it's also about encouraging the future leaders. So this is a platform for them also to go on to further heights within the agribusiness sector, and, again, to do their whānau proud.
Tēnā koe. I can't help but think back to the popularity of the field days, eh, Rito? You know, because so many people make a real effort to get there, because they're thinking, gee, if these are the three finalists, for instance, in this year's awards, they've got to have something going on. And then they find innovation, governance structures that allow for the growth and development of these blocks of land. And some of them are investing heavily in regrassing pasture, and a real source of innovation. What would you say about the popularity of the field days on farm when the finalists are announced? What sort of message does it send to you on an annual basis, Rito?
Well, they are always extremely popular. And it's a chance for people in the community, people in government departments, different businesses in the relevant sector, so it would be the dairy sector, to be actually invited into what is effectively their home, so their farm, because that's where they spend most of their days. Most of their working day is spent on farm. So it's a real privilege, really, to be welcomed in. So obviously people are welcomed in usually according to Māori protocol. That might be at the marae, might be at the farm. So we go through that process, and then the field day opens, and then you get basically everybody can come in and have a look what's happening on farm. One of the things that I also, the Māori Land Court judges are usually there as well, so they always want to know what's happening with a lot of these trusts that come before them in court. So that's also a great learning opportunity. But one of the things that I observe in each of the field days, they're in different regions and different farms. And I feel like every farm or every region's got its own personality or its own character. So a farm in, say, like the Waikato might be quite different to something in Taitokiro. And so you actually get a snapshot about how that community works and is working very effectively in most cases.
Yeah, tēnā koe. There's so much to unpack there as well. I'm a bit curious too, because we hear about the difficulties many Māori kaupapa have in accessing capital for land improvements, etc. Curious if there's been an acknowledgement during the Ahu Whenua era of organisations that support Māori agribusiness development. You know what I'm saying here? Some companies would be more willing to back in Māori needs to access capital to improve their horticultural or farming enterprises. Do they come into the equation at all?
Yeah, that's a great point, Dale. We have a very supportive flock of sponsors, and so you can, find out who the sponsors are on our website. But this is a totally what I would describe a kaupapa-driven event. So it is dependent on the funding that we receive from our sponsors, and they have been extremely supportive, not only of the competition, but also of the various initiatives that we've been able to drive off the competition. So you alluded to the challenges sometimes of raising capital on Māori whenua or those sorts of things. So different banks are finding different ways that they can secure those loans. So it may not be over the land, it may be over some other asset of the farm. So they are being more flexible in the way that they can help Māori farms to raise capital.
Well, entries are open now. We've celebrated alongside you for many years, Rito, the annual
Yes.
focus on farming and horticultural excellence. And, may it long be the case because so many different organisations find those who are finalists as exemplars for them to follow in their footsteps as well. So there have been just some magnificent personalities, efforts, and whānau commitment to growing the quality of our work in an agribusiness sense, and the Ahu Whenua Trophy has really been at the forefront of much of that pride. With us today, Rito Tapuke, who is a judge for the competition and has a long interest in agribusiness. Where's your whānau farm there, Rito?
Most of me is from Taranaki.
Mm-hmm.
So mum and dad were brought up around in the dairy farms.
Yes.
A lot of our whānau are involved with an incorporation there in Taranaki, which is, yes, it's got a very long history, shall I say, in terms of Māori land and dairy farming and what has happened to us. But the other thing that I would also say is that story that we've experienced in Taranaki in terms of land loss and trying to get it back and make it more productive is the same throughout Aotearoa, just in different ways and different forms. So I'd just like to mihi to everybody that is involved with the Ahu Whenua Trophy. Like you say, Dale, the sponsors, the management team, and all of the people that put their best foot forward to enter into the competition. And if you want to know more about entering the competition, just have a look at our website, www.ahuwhenuatrophy.maori.nz. But yeah, just to everybody, including Wātea.
It's been wonderful talking with you, Rito. As I say, I've got a soft spot for the Ahu Whenua Trophy, and obviously you have as well. Thanks for reminding us why it's important that we acknowledge these efforts year on year. And just a reminder for those who might have just joined us, entries are open for next year's Ahu Whenua Dairy Competition and the Young Māori Farmer Award. You can find them on the Ahu Whenua Trophy website. With us today, Rito Tapuke. Nice to have a kōrero with you, Rito. Thanks so much, Chief.
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe,
Yep,
me. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much.